Hello, everybody. This is Look What I Found for August 28th, 2013. I'm Craig Stepp. I don't think I said that earlier. And today, this is my next entry into the dog days of podcasting. Looks like we've only got a couple more days left, and we will be at Dragon Con all partying it up and recording our last episode. I guess we'll do it after our live show. Our live show is at 8:30 on Friday night, the 29th. And, I'm sorry, the 30th, pardon me. And room 203 in the Hilton in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm looking forward to that. Our buddy NCAF1, Encaffeinated One, NCAF. I keep wanting to call him NCAF. That's his Twitter handle. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with him and having him on our panel. He's going to be a part of our show. So looks like Dave Slusher is already finishing up his last couple episodes of the Dog Days Challenge, which is really cool to see that we're already coming to an end on this, and I'm going to happily do this again next year because I think this is a lot of fun. Mark Kilfoyle, who I was just talking to, Encaffeinated One, he added it up, and he had like 2 days and so many hours of total hourage podcastage that we put together, which is crazy, and it was like over 12 gigs. I think when it's all said and done, it'll probably be more like 14 gigs. He said 12 earlier, and it's just amazing to think that much content was made within 1 month from just podcasting. But there it is. It's pretty awesome, and I am enjoying it as much as others are saying they are as well. That didn't make a lot of sense. Others are saying they're enjoying it, and I know I am as well. How about that? And you know, I actually had to skip one day listening. And boy, howdy, that was hard to catch up, because before you know it, you have like, what is it, 11, 12, you know, to listen to. So if you skip, that's, you automatically got 24. It's like exponential. your listening deficit doubles within like 24 hours. So it's kind of funny to see it produce that fast. But again, it's been a lot of fun. I'm going to have to renege on one of the things I said I was going to do, and that was write a story. There's no way I got that finished between now and when I said it was. Because, you know, I've just been really busy trying to get things in a situated position where I can go down to Dragon Con and not have to worry about, you know, what's going to happen at work. And I got all my little projects kind of nailed down. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good place. And, you know, so I can spend a few days without having to worry about that and just kind of relax and enjoy my vacation, which is really what we got to do when we went to Alaska earlier this year. One, internet was a little spotty. So it's like when we're in port, I could get internet. And of course I would post a few things, take a few pictures and upload those. And, you know, but once you're out at sea, you know, cause we were on a cruise. For those of you who don't know, we went on a cruise from Vancouver to Juneau. Seward, and we drove to Anchorage after that. Well, during the cruise at sea, you have no internet unless you're willing to pay through the nose to get it on the ship. And, you know, I was taking the opportunity to unplug, which I did. It was well worth it. Even my boss was telling me, just turn off syncing on your email and enjoy yourself. And that was the most enjoyable vacation we've had. One, for where it was at. Two, for the context. And that was me being able to unplug and enjoy myself. And we all had a great time. Coming up, I'm not sure if they really set a date. It's October 17th or the 24th. Those were the two dates that were coming up. And I think the 24th might be it. I'll be in a photo show here in town. One of my friends and my mother's friends, Terry Rouge, who's a photographer here in town, he has a studio right down the road, and he puts on in the fall, he puts together this photo show, and it has about six or seven photographers, five, six, seven photographers, you know, put on the show. There's wine, there's food, everybody brings brings some food, and so for a couple hours, everybody hangs out and talks and just has a good time. It's fun having people, well, gushing over my photos, which, you know, who doesn't, who wouldn't, you know, it's kind of fun. It's a little embarrassing to a point, but I try to accept the criticism. Yeah, they're criticizing me. The compliments without putting up an air of, you know, shame. You know, the shame is what I'm looking for. I don't know, you know, kind of enjoy the compliment. There you go. Without grooting over or brooding over it, or I have no idea words I'm trying to choose, without, you know, looking too smug or, you know, trying to be thankful, I should say. Anyway, it's a long way around my elbow to get in my shin. But all that to say, I really enjoy these photo shows. This will be my third, and I really feel privileged to be included. Some people have sold a couple of them, but I'm not really there to sell them. I just like to frame them up and actually take the opportunity to print some. I don't print enough pictures, and to see them, I usually do 8x10s and see those printed up and framed and on the walls. It's worth it. So got that coming up. All right. Well, tomorrow I head off to Dragon Con. I might actually record my podcast tomorrow from the car. Or maybe right after I get there, my first impressions. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. But yes, tomorrow is my ride down to Dragon Con. It'll take me about 4 hours. So I'll be leaving between 11 and noon here so I can get there in time for check-in. So, all right, take care. And the next time you hear me, we'll be at Atlanta, Georgia at Dragon Con. Good night, everybody.